I'm going to read our scripture lesson and then we'll pray together. Today our scripture lesson comes from James chapter 5, verses 13 through 20. If any of you are suffering, they should pray. If any of you are happy, they should sing. If any of you are sick, they should call for the elders of the church, and the elders should pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. Prayer that comes from faith will heal the sick, for the Lord will restore them to health, and if they have sinned, they will be forgiven. For this reason, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous person is powerful in what it can achieve. Elijah was a person just like us. When he earnestly prayed that it wouldn't rain, no rain fell for 3.5 years. He prayed again, and God sent the rain, and the earth produced its fruit. My brothers and sisters, if any of you wander from the truth, and someone turns back the wanderer, recognize that whoever brings the sinner back from the wrong path will save them from death and will bring about the forgiveness of many sins. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray together our opening prayer, which will be on the screen for us to pray together. God of healing and hope, we gather today as people who need one another and who need you. Teach us to pray honestly, to confess humbly, and to trust that you are still at work, restoring what feels broken. Open our hearts to your Spirit and prepare us for the work of repair you are inviting us into. Amen. Well, we missed 2 weeks of worship because of the snow, ice, cold, gross weather. I'm so glad that we've had some days above 50 degrees or around 50 degrees. And then when we finally opened the doors last week to get back together, it was 20 degrees outside, and I really don't blame most of you for staying at home where it was warm. But I am, again, thankful that we've had some days that give us hope that spring will someday come. When we were finally back together last week, I had some heartbreaking news to share about Kim. And then we were back together again on Friday in grief. We came to honor Kim's life and to share our loss together as a community. Together, we leaned on faith. This was faith that works. It was real. It was all around us, in every hug, in every tear that was shed, in every memory that was shared. We gathered as people of faith who loved Kim and share in the hope of God's eternal love. This is the final week in our series, Faith That Works. And as we've gone through the book of James, James has been direct and he has been a little bit sharp sometimes, but he never sugarcoated anything. So just to review a little bit, James told us that life would be hard, but when it is, we should seek God's wisdom. Not the wisdom of this world, because there is a big difference. James told us that it wasn't enough to sit in worship for 1 hour a week and sing songs and listen to the word preached. He said we must be doers of the word, not only hearers, because faith without works is dead. Our works don't save us, but they are a response to the grace that God has given to us. They are our faith in action. Then James highlighted that mercy outweighs judgment, and what he said sounded similar to Jesus' words when he said, "What you do for the least of these, you do unto me." Last week, we focused on what James said about the way we talk, how our words make a bigger impact than we think, and how we need to be careful that our words bring truth and life and not harm, because once we say them, we can never unsay them. In these final verses of James, we find a different tone, not judgment or scolding, still instructive, still faith that works, but more focused on how the body of Christ is brought together to hold each other up in our highest of highs and in our lowest of lows, which is exactly the kind of faith that we have seen at work this week. So James asks, are any of you in trouble? Pray together. Are any of you joyful? Sing together. Are you sick? Gather together for prayer and healing, but don't spread the germs. Have you failed to love God or your neighbor? Confess to each other. Is someone missing? Look around. Is someone missing? Go find them. Bring them back together. We are better together. Faith that works is not solitary. It's communal. It believes healing is possible. And this week reminded us how much we need each other. It reminded us why prayer and presence are so important to us. Faith that works refuses isolation. No one is told to suffer alone. No one is told to heal alone. No one is told to confess alone. No one is allowed to wander unnoticed. This is not a private spirituality. This is shared life. Today is also Transfiguration Sunday. Normally on this Sunday, I'd read a story from Matthew 17 where Jesus takes Peter, James, and John up on a mountain and Jesus is suddenly glowing white. His clothes look like they've been bleached and his face is shining like the sun. And then, as if that's not miraculous enough, Moses and Elijah, two prophets from the Hebrew Bible, appear with him. So Peter gets all excited and wants to stay. He wants to put up tents and make this their home forever. But God's voice comes through the clouds to make it crystal clear again, just like he did at Jesus' baptism, that Jesus is God's son and that the disciples should listen to him and do what he says. Moses and Elijah disappear and Jesus stops glowing. Jesus tells them not to tell anyone, and they wouldn't anyway, because who's going to believe this crazy story? But the story doesn't end on the mountain. They come down. They come down into sickness. They come down to confusion. They come down to a boy who needs healing. And the light does not remove the suffering, but it strengthens them to face it. The glory of the mountaintop prepares us for the valley. The glory of the mountaintop prepares us for the valley. James is not writing from a mountaintop. He's writing to people in the valley, people facing illness, people facing hardship, people tempted to drift. And he tells them, pray, stay connected, go after each other. This mountaintop light carries us into ordinary life. This week reminded us how much we need each other. Bodies fail, grief comes, life changes in an instant in ways that we can never plan for. But no one here walks alone. That is James 5 in action. When someone is weak, we pray. When someone is grieving, we sit. When someone is overwhelmed, we show up. Faith that works does not deny brokenness. It moves toward it. And as we stand on the edge of Lent, this feels like the right place to land. On Wednesday, we will receive the mark of the cross with ashes. Ash Wednesday invites us to remember that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. It reminds us that we are fragile, that we need grace. Lent is the season before Easter, 40 days set aside to slow down, to pay attention, and return to what matters most. In Scripture, 40 days often marks a time of testing and preparation. Jesus spent 40 days in the wilderness before going into his public ministry. Israel wandered in the wilderness before entering the promised land for 40 years. Lent is our wilderness season, not to punish ourselves, not to prove something to God, not to make an effort or try harder, not to punish ourselves, but to clear space, to name what is cracked, to let God begin repairing what we cannot fix on our own. It's a season of honesty, a season of turning, a season of coming back. And that is why, that is exactly where James leaves us, with prayer and song and confession and restoration, with the possibility that what has wandered can return. Our new series leading us through Lent is called The Work of Repair. Jesus and James, they just keep mixing up on my page. Jesus came into the world that we might have life and have it abundantly. Jesus came to reconcile the lost, to heal the sick, and to right all that was wrong. So throughout our series, we'll be talking about healing and restoration for our world, for our nation, for the church universal, for our community, for our relationships, and for ourselves. God wants to work with us to repair a world torn apart by violence, a nation divided, a church that is supposed to be the body of Christ, which is supposed to be one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world. A community that is hungry for hope, relationships that are strained or broken. God wants us to know that if we are tired and burdened, that we don't have to carry the load alone. God will help us, heal us, and give us what we need to carry the burdens of this life. James has given us the tools throughout this series: wisdom plus faith in action, mercy above judgment, and words that speak life. Bundled with prayer and confession, with courage to not walk alone, with willingness to seek the lost. Remember how we've been talking about the movie Encanto? How many of you have seen the movie? Oh, good. A good amount on this side of the room. This side of the room should go home and watch it. I told you to do that a couple weeks ago. I'm going to spoil the ending, but you should still watch it. And again, I recommend subtitles. It's kind of fast. At the end of the story, the house is broken. The magic seems to be gone. The cracks can no longer be ignored. The family stops pretending. They speak honestly. They confess hurt. They rebuild together. And something returns, not because they were perfect, but because they chose honesty and connection over silence and control. The miracle returns when the community rebuilds what is broken. The community comes together to put the house back together, to remove the cracks. James believes in that kind of miracle. If anyone wanders, he says, and someone brings them back, then we are better together. We don't shame them, we don't lecture them, we just bring them back together with us. Repair is not about winning arguments, it's about restoring people, it's about focusing on what matters. So as we close this series, here's what we've heard. Faith that works endures hardship. Faith that works listens and acts. Faith that works shows mercy. Faith that works speaks carefully, and faith that works repairs what is broken. And as we move toward Lent, perhaps the question is simple. Where is God inviting repair in you? In your relationships, in this community, in the world around us, where is God calling you to bring repair? James does not leave us with fear. He leaves us with prayer. He leaves us with each other. And he leaves us with hope that healing is possible. And that is enough for us to begin. Amen. Would you join me in prayer? Healing and faithful God, You gather us in every season, in grief and in gratitude, in clarity and confusion. You have reminded us through James that none of us are meant to walk alone. So today we bring before you the needs of our community and the needs we carry quietly within ourselves. We pray for those who are suffering in body or in spirit. We pray for those recovering from surgery, for those facing diagnosis and treatment and long recoveries. Lord, give strength where there is weakness, patience where healing feels slow, and peace where fear tries to take root. We pray for those who are grieving, for families adjusting to absence, for hearts that feel heavy. Hold them in your steady love. We pray for those who feel distant from you, from others, and even from themselves. God, draw them close. Give us courage to reach out with compassion, to listen. As we stand on the edge of Lent, help us to be honest about what needs repair in us. Give us humility to confess, grace to forgive, and willingness to rebuild what has cracked. Make us a community that prays together, that sings together, that heals together, and that brings one another back when we wander. We ask this in the name of Jesus, whose light shines on the mountain and whose love walks with us in the valley. Now let us pray together the prayer that leads us here as the gathering at Scott Memorial. God, help us to gather with you to feed the body, mind, and spirit while being Christ's hands and feet. Help us to love and serve our local community. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.